Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Indy and Emmy with your 8am Zlines. In local news, public displaying hate symbols will become illegal in Queensland under new laws passed by State Parliament. The Attorney General will have the power to recommend symbols to be banned, but must consult with the Chair of the Crime and Corruption Commission, Human Rights Commissioner and Police Commissioner beforehand. Symbols must be a substantially representative of an ideology of extreme prejudice against a racial, religious, sexuality or gender identity. Ancient religious symbols are a key exception to the legislation. Offenders could face up to 6 months jail time for causing a member of the public to feel menaced or harassed by symbols, even if they are tattoos.
The three-day National Housing Conference in Brisbane addressed to the housing crisis and ended with five solutions, but could take up to 20 years to fix it. The solutions are fast-tracking prefabricated home screens, getting super fund to build rent-to-buy high-rises, taxing Airbnb short-term rentals, helping low-income earners get into the market, and planning for generational changes. Megan Scanlon, Queensland Housing Minister, told the conference the government would deliver 600 extra social homes through a $398 million federal grant, but advocates have accused them of building just 485 social houses in the last financial year.
In national news, one of Australia's leading constitutional law experts believes the voice referendum could be the last time Australia votes to change the constitution. Professor Anne Twomey of the University of Sydney was a member of the group informing the government on the referendum proposal. The voice to Parliament will be the 45th attempt to change Australia's constitution since Federation in 1901, of which only eight have been passed. Professor Twomey believes the loudest opposers of the voice are aiming to damage the possibility of a republic in the future. Trends to the major opinion polls indicate the voice is likely to be defeated at the ballot box on October 14th.
New data from a New South Wales Farmers Association survey revealed that apple rental prices have been barely changed in two decades and producers were being forced out of the industry. The number of apple farmers in the Orange region of New South Wales town has fallen from more than 200 to 1,000, as farmers were not making any profits on apples sold to supermarket in the past 20 years. Michael Connell, a third-generation apple producer near Orange in the New South Wales Central West, said, quoted, "The industry has slowly declined as far as making money out of apples. We have had huge added costs with electricity bills, labor, and chemicals."
In international news, the Israeli army says they are preparing a ground assault on Hamas terrorists, but the country's political leader has not yet made a decision. Richard Hecht, the Israeli army spokesman, told journalists on Thursday, quote, "Right now we are focused on taking out their senior leadership, not only the military leadership, but also their governmental leadership, all the way up to Sinwar." A group of independent United Nations experts condemned the violence against civilians done by Hamas in Israel and said Israel had resorted to indiscriminate military attacks against the already exhausted Palestinian people of Gaza.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.